open up the meeting of the Western Nevada College Foundation. First item is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the phone, SES?
We had one caller with the phone number ending in 1200. You had comments for WNC. This is the WNC Foundation.
Yes, my name is Rick Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R. I'm a vice president at Plumas Bank and a board member on the WNC Foundation. My comments are going to pertain to item number 27 on the schedule. I'm a little ahead of it, but from a foundation member, yeah, board member perspective.
Excuse me, Mr. Kohler, Madam Chair, this is, yeah, Chris Nielsen, your special counsel. So this public comment period right now, just so we're clear, sir, is for the foundation-related items. If you have a public comment that I believe you identified number 27, which would be on the full board agenda, which will be resuming after this foundation meeting concludes, there'll be two public comment periods then. So I believe that's probably the place for your comment.
Okay, thank you. I withdraw at this point.
Thank you. Item number two is annual report. For this, I'll go to President Dalby.
Hi, good morning. Kyle Dalby, president of Western Nevada College. I have three people up at the Reno office: Michelle Ketton, who's chair of our foundation board, Scott Fields, who is chair of the finance committee, and Nikki Gladys, who serves as our chief advancement officer. To give a presentation before they get there, I would like to express a thank you to all of the foundation board and our advancement staff for the work they've done this past year. It's been a big year for us again, as they will talk in the report. I also want to note that advancement and fundraising could not be done without the support of the faculty and students and staff at the institution, in particular the faculty and the students who tell their story and the reason why we collect funds for certain initiatives. And without them telling their story and matching their stories to donors, we would not be in the place we are. So with that, I will hand it off to Michelle for our foundation report.
Good morning, Chancellor Charlton, Nevada System of Higher Education Regents, and College Presidents. My name is Michelle Ketton, and I am the current chair of the WNC Foundation Board. I am pleased to present you with our annual report for fiscal year 2024. Over the past year, the WNC Foundation Board has worked tirelessly to bridge the gap between state funding and the needs of Western Nevada College, ensuring that WNC remains equipped with the updated facilities, resources, and opportunities that our students and community deserve. This year, the WNC Foundation provided over $1.3 million in direct financial support to WNC students, programs, and facilities. Our investments in scholarships continue to open doors for students. This year, the WNC Foundation awarded over $814,000 in scholarships, representing more than 500 awards to WNC students. Additionally, 14 new scholarships were established, reflecting the generosity and commitment of our donors to expanding opportunities for WNC students. These scholarships include the Canego Family Inspirational Scholarship, which supports students pursuing STEM and career and technical education fields, and the Rotary Club of Carson City Scholarship, supporting students seeking degrees or technical certifications. Our investments in campus improvements have made a meaningful impact. The WNC Foundation secured $1,020,000 in funding from the William N. Pennington Foundation and the E.L. Cord Foundation to supplement $2.3 million in federally appropriated funding for the renovation of the Fallon Campus Pinion Building. This project, dedicated to expanding WNC's nursing program, is now underway and will create state-of-the-art facilities to better prepare healthcare students for their future careers. Additionally, $320,000 in foundation funding supported the creation of the WNC Career Center, which will connect students with critical career preparation resources and foster meaningful conversations with employers. The foundation also played a key role in digital upgrades on campus, thanks to a $100,000 grant from the Lumina Foundation, which has enabled the modernization of campus media systems, live streaming equipment, and the creation of an online student-led campus tour. WNC Foundation fundraising events remain a cornerstone of our success, surpassing expectations year after year and demonstrating the strong community support for WNC. I'm excited to share that this year our fundraising events achieved all-time high figures. The 6th annual Reach for the Stars Gala netted over $130,000, and our 24th annual Golf for Education tournament raised more than $25,000. These events not only generate critical funding, but also foster deeper connections between the college and the community. I'd like to extend a special thank you to Regents Downs, Del Carlo, Brown, and Chancellor Charlton for attending our events this year. Through WNC Foundation support of workforce development programs like construction management and CDL training, we are ensuring that WNC students are prepared to thrive in high-demand fields, meeting the needs of employers across Nevada. For example, the construction management program received a $50,000 grant from NV Energy Foundation to provide updated equipment and software. Additionally, the CDL program, now extended to the Carson City campus, provides essential scholarships for low-income students, enabling them to pursue high-paying careers in industries critical to the local economy. The WNC Foundation is proud to fill the gaps that state funding cannot, advancing the college's mission and strengthening the impact on our region. As we reflect on these accomplishments, we are deeply grateful for the leadership of WNC President Dr. Kyle Dalby. His regular updates on college initiatives and priorities provide our board with invaluable insights, allowing us to align our efforts with WNC's strategic goals. Dr. Dalby's vision and collaboration inspires us to work even harder to support the college's mission. Thank you for your continued support of Western Nevada College and the WNC Foundation.
Thank you very much for that report. I'll open up the floor to Regents for any discussion on your report. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the annual report from WNC Foundation. Oh, I'm sorry. Regent Brown does have a question. Please go ahead.
Apologize. I was looking at the spreadsheet. When I zoom in and read the red, it says that you use a counting method that recognizes restricted revenue at the time spent. So it's my understanding that, and I'm talking about number one, the audited financials. So this includes endowments, scholarships, and capital projects. And normally, if you're going to spend the restricted expendables, you'll be spending about 3.5% to 4.5% of that line. When you say you use an accounting, I don't know how to find these numbers. Where else would I be looking for these types of numbers?
I'm going to deflect that question over to Scott Fields, our chair of our finance committee.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Scott Fields, chair of the finance committee, WNC, for the record. I believe your question is, where in the unrestricted fund in item number one would you find the capital asset restricted expendable and restricted unexpendable net assets? Is that correct?
Yes.
Based on our accounting method, we do not track restricted funds in the same way that other entities in the NC system do. We've adopted GASB 33, which does not present that type of information in our financials. If you were looking for something comparable, however, I would refer you to the balance sheet. The unexpended liability section would probably most closely reflect the restricted numbers that you're looking for.
All right, thank you. And I will take a look, and I'll probably do some follow-up because, you know, even though this first line is really an example of market health, all, you know, and how the investments are growing, that should also be growing because money is being raised. So when I look at the other seven you know, things I can compare and I can see. And so this was the only one that was different. So I will be happy to look at the and do a little bit more digging. But Scott, you and I might be talking more because I'm just curious. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for the question. Any others? So seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the annual report for WNC Foundation.
Motion to approve.
Thank
you. Second.
Okay, so I have a motion from Regent McMichael and a second from Regent Brown. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Item number three is the slate of officers that you have on your agenda. Item four is consent items, which is the financial statements, appointments, and reappointments. Do I have a motion to approve the consent items?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Regent Brown.
Second.
And I have a second from Regent McMichael. Is there any other discussion or questions regarding consent items? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number five, new business. Is there any new business for the WNC Foundation? Seeing none, I'll move to public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Any public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. So at this time, I will conclude the WNC Foundation meeting at 10:06.